see what we've got in store for us this week. So in summary of last week, we came out with a chiddush that we understood there's no such thing. The difference between Eish and Bar is Bar is static, doesn't move. Eish moves. And that's how we understood the definition. So something suddenly moves and causes damage as it's moving, we understood that automatically is not Bar and is under the mazik of Eish. That's how we understood. So last week, came with a chiddush. That the Gemara says a tree falls down and you own that tree and you're warned to remove it and you don't and it falls and it damages its moving, the Gemara says you're chayef, and the Rishonim say over there the reason why you're chayef is not because it's Eish, that it's considered a fire. Even though it's moving, it can still be chayef mishum bar, that it's considered a bar. What's the difference whether the mazik is bar or the mazik is eish? The difference is, if it's bar, you're not chayef from kelim, from karka. If a bar damages items, movable objects, or land, you're not chayef.
Is that even bidei shemaim?
Bidei shemaim. If you're negligent, you're chayef. Bidei shemaim. But bidei otam, you're not chayef, because there is a kosu. If it's eish, you would be chayef. Eish, we understood it was moving, but here we've got a concept, even though it's moving, it was considered bar on your potter. Therefore, when the tree fell down, in our case, if you remember, was hair weighed down with snow, the tree. And he was warned, you know, by the area that it's dangerous and you should get rid of it. And he ignored it and it fell down on somebody's car. We understood at that stage he was negligent. But is it Eish and you're chayv on the car for being negligent? Or is it bar? And your potter? Well, the Gemara says a tree that falls down is considered bar, and if so, then you're going to be potter bidei odom on the damage to car that your tree made to that car. Bidei shemaim, you're going to be chayv. Bidei odom, you're going to be potter.
Except the Gemara wasn't talking about snow.
Aye. So what was the big? So how do we fit it in? Up to now we said damage, why moving is Eish. Here it's not. Why is this different? So we saw the Chiddush, the Achronim say, is that Eish is only when it's being moved by an outside force. You put something dangerous and then it gets moved by the wind, then that's called Eish. But here the tree is falling down because it's lost its connection to the ground, and now what's making it fall?
Gravity.
Gravity is not called an outside force, it's considered the tree is moving itself. The tree is moving itself. That's not considered now Eish. Eish is only when there's an outside force, not itself moving, and therefore, automatically, if it's not Eish, now it's going to be Bar, you're going to be Potter on the car. Okay, that's the Chiddush we saw last week. A moving Bar. So now let's discuss the din Torah like this. Reuven owns an apartment and his bathroom obviously has got biyuv pipes which are connected and they go down underneath his floor and goes into someone's machsan, let's say Shimon's machsan, and it goes out into the street. Now, he was having problems with the flow, so he called in the plumber, and the plumber investigated, and he said, there's a blockage over there, and you know what? It's not totally blocked, because it's going down slowly, but it's blocked, and it's building up, and there's a lot of pressure over there. A lot of pressure. We have to unblock it as soon as possible, because it could burst any moment. That was the warning that the plumber gave. Reuven was going away for Shabbos, had no time to deal with it. So he went away. Came back after Shabbos, and it was discovered over Shabbos that the whole pipe had burst inside Shimon's machsan. All the sewage came out and caused thousands and thousands of shekels damage, not just to the machsan itself, but to the contents of the machsan. So now, he was warned, he was negligent in not dealing with it, and it caused damage.
There's no outside force.
The insurance refuses to cover it because of its negligence. There's a negligence that they say they're not going to cover. Negligence, they refuse to cover. So now, the question in Basin was, is Reuven Mechuyev Tzar to pay for all the damage of his negligence caused by not dealing with it? Basically, the shaila is that damage under the category of Bar, which is Potter from Kalim, damage to Kalim, and Haka, because of the Gezeirus HaKosov, and therefore basically can't get involved, and all they can say is Yochai B'Din Shamayim? Or is it considered under the category of Eish, where he says, well, then you are going to be Chayv, and basically force you to pay on the Zachary. Well, so which category does it fit in under this scenario? Are you going to be Chayv, you're going to be Potter?
I have a more elementary question. Who does the pipe that's passing through Shimon's machsan belong to?
It was a pipe that was solely belonged to Reuven. It wasn't connected to anybody else.
It's only Reuven's plumbing.
No, no.
It's only Reuven's pipe.
Is that called, it's his property or it's Shimon's property because it's in his machsan?
No, it's considered Reuven's.
It's a Reuven's property.
And no one else was flushing the toilet.
It was a pipe which only served Reuven's personal use. He hadn't yet. No, it wasn't the manhole. It was the pipe that went through the machsan. The part of the pipe that went through the machsan burst open. Not the manhole. Under the pressure. Because of the bend at that stage was under the pressure. And it burst.
It sounds like gravity. Sounds like there's no external force. And therefore, based on the Swedish, it should be born.
There is an external force.
He's not running. He's a wiper shop. No one's turning on the sink. No one's pushing the toilet.
It's not gravity that's causing it to burst.
So it damaged as it was moving. But we said that doesn't make automatic into H. Because if it's an external force that's moving it, then it's called H. If it's its own self that's moving it, then it's called bar. Gravity is called the own. So is it under the category of its own force, gravity, where it would be bar and it would be off the hook? Or is it under the category of an external force and therefore it's called H? What would you say under that?
The pressure was built.
Long term. This is long. It's happened over time.
So what?
So maybe that's Brahma of a.
No one poured more water in since the warning. But the pressure was enough there that if it was weakening the pipe, that says that just meant that it was going to burst.
So it's the contents of the pipe that forced the pipe to open.
Yes, it was the pressure of the.
What makes pressure? Pipe. Gravity. It's sitting more and more
gravity
sitting there. The weight
pressure.
Is too much.
Gravity doesn't
and
make
there
pressure.
Was another force on the pipe. It wasn't the pipe itself by itself.
Well, the contents came from Reuven too.
Yeah, but what broke?
That's what created the pressure.
What?
But the what contents. Broke? The pipe
the
broke.
Pipe broke.
Okay. So that's another force. It's not gravity.
No, it should be Mazik Yadayim because Reuven's
the
one that puts stuff in.
Why does a pipe burst when it's filled with sewage and no one does anything to unblock it? What makes it burst?
Pressure.
Pressure. What is pressure? Is that gravity or not gravity?
Not gravity.
Is it itself moving it or is it another force moving it?
Gravity. Another force moving it.
Another force or itself?
Gravity. Another force.
Gravity. What force?
Whatever's causing the pressure.
The weight of the
there's
material.
Something that's
that
pushing. No,
size.
Not the weight.
Whatever.
There's something that's pushing.
It's not the gravity of the
pushing
pipe.
Air.
It's not the gravity of the pipe. It's not the tree itself.
It's the sewage itself. It's the sewage itself.
So you're saying when
it's the gravity of the sewage. It's the weight of the sewage. So if so, it should come under the category.
Of course.
What damaged the sewage? Who does the sewage belong to? Reuven. What made the sewage move? The sewage itself.
Well, he flushed the toilet.
Originally, that's how it got there. Yes.
Now it's just sitting
there. And now what that moves to actually move? Now it's moved into a position to damage as it's moving. What makes it move into that position?
Gravity.
Therefore,
lacking knowledge of plumbing. It's not gravity. This
goes there, and it's not static. And in this present state, it won't damage. So what makes it move to actually damage? The weight
of
itself.
There's all kinds of pressure in there. There's air pressure, there's vacuum,
yes.
There's all kinds of things.
He throws stone at you, is that gravity doing you down?
That, it's not called gravity, because as you're thrown, it continues, your action continues as it flies and hits, it's called your action. Here, you're put in the sewage, in a perfectly, because you didn't know at the time that it was a problem. When you were told it was a problem, it was static now, and all you did is not deal with it. And now, we're not dealing with it, it suddenly moved again to create problems. What made it move? Got me. I put it there in a heta way, because it was, I didn't know about it.
What do you mean you didn't know? You said you called the plumber up.
I saw a plumber, and then I saw it stopped going in, so I stopped immediately and called the plumber. As soon as I realized that it wasn't something correct, I called the plumber. You didn't follow through? Yeah? Yeah.
So if the bucket is balancing on the top of the door and you see it can fall and you don't do anything about it, you just let the guy walk through.
And that was last week's case, wasn't it? Not let the guy walk through. The guy who doesn't walk through.
Let the guy walk through. You don't do anything about it.
Yeah, there's an outside force. Because now you're pushing the door.
And then that's
okay.
It's the balance, it's gravity. Yes. It's just gravity.
That was last week's case with the painter. Yes? Yeah, what do we come out of? It's gravity. So look how it's gravity. So let's see Chazon Ish. Shmar Malkum number one. Chazon Ish has a problem understanding why is this case in the Gemara, the tree falling, is it considered bon? And in the case where the Rosh brings a tshuva down in the Rosh that says that a Rebbe rents an apartment and he puts down his bags of heavy wheat over there and he's warned, you know, I'm not warned, and it just sits there for a long time and then it falls through the floor. The Rosh says, you're chayv. Says that everyone asks, and the Chazon Ish is one of them, what's the difference between the bag of wheat, which then falls, is not considered bar, that you chayev the damage that wheat bag does, and the tree that falls down, when you're warned, and you didn't deal with it, that is considered bar, and you have to hook. What's the difference? Both are the same. You put it there, and a place where, and you, it was static, and then it was moving because of gravity. One place is considered chayiv, and other places said, what was the difference? So said the Chazon Ish like this. Lo tomi the case of Ilon, Shanofi. The case of the bag of wheat is not comparable to the tree that fell. The cost of Toshish Ubar, by the tree that fell, is considered a bar. Upotar Kalim, and therefore you are released from paying for any damage to Kalim. That, here's the difference. Why? The Hossam Bashasha Bona Hakosam Bashasha Ilan by the tree case or the wall case that fell down into the bar, when you actually planted the tree or at the time, in Kamazik, it was a perfectly good tree, there was nothing wrong with it, you put it down in a position where it was not dangerous. Over time, age gets to everybody and everything. You get weak and trees get weak as well. And then eventually became damaged and it fell. The ink over there, that's considered bomb, because when you put it there, there was nothing wrong with it. The ink on koch achem ruv lasser, so when you put the blazik, at the time you planted the tree, there was nothing there that was going to push it down to create problems, because it was going to stay up and it wasn't very strong. Nothing there to push it down. Only came later, therefore that's considered bomb. In order to be age, it has to be, when you put it down, there is ready destined at the time you put it down, is already destined to move and create problems. Tree wasn't destined at the time you put it down to move and make problems. Tornado winds, firstly it's not your problem, because no one can suspect that's going to happen, a tornado, unless it's a place which is overturned, and in that case you are chayv. But here we're talking about the case of the Gemara, it fell down because it came weak and then fell. That wasn't there at the time when you put it down. So what's the Rosh? What is the Chazon Ish saying?
And the wall, he's saying...
There, when you put the heavy bag of wheat, which the floor can't really take the weight, it was already destined, as you put it there, to be moving... That's what we said last week. It's not the Rosh of the Chazon Ish. It was already there, destined to move... just a matter of time, it will just fall through the floor, therefore as you put it down, it was ready, inbuilt, as you put it down, to be moving eventually, therefore you're going to be chayv. But the tree, you put it down, it wasn't destined to move at that stage, it only came afterwards, things changed, and now it is moving, but as you, so therefore it's not chayv. Now, so what do we see from this Chazon Ish before we try and explain the Chazon Ish? does he hold gravity is an external force? That, or does he hold gravity is not something that's considered Eish? Is gravity considered Eish or not according to the Chazon
Eish? It could be Eish, but depends if at the time you placed it.
Correct. We see from the Chazon Eish that there's no such thing as gravity is considered. It's part and parcel of the tree itself moving, therefore it's not an external force, and therefore it can't be Eish. The Chazon Eish held that as you put it down, it was already destined by gravity to move, it would fit into the category. The whole reason why the tree is not, because when you put it down, it wasn't destined to move. But if it was destined to move, even if that destined to move was because of gravity, it would be considered Eish. It would be high. So according to Chazon Eish, there's no patur, no leniency for the fact that the reason why it moved is gravity. Gravity moving can also be Eish. The reason the tree is off the hook is not because it's gravity. The reason why you're off the hook by the tree is because when you put it there, it wasn't destined to move at that stage.
Well, there's still gravity. What's the difference?
So, if so, gravity is not is still Eish. And tree is different because it wasn't destined to move. We're now asking, what's the shot in the Chazon Eish? Why do we care? Why do we care whether it was destined to move as you put it down or not? Okay, it wasn't destined to move when you put it down. Fine. But now everyone came along after many years and saw it. Oh, this is very dangerous. I'll give you warning. Naughty, naughty. Owner, get rid of it. It's dangerous. It's yours. You've got responsibility here. Yeah, we give you warning, and you don't listen, it falls down, and we say, well, you're off the hook, because it wasn't Eish, it's Bon. Why? Why are you off the hook? Okay, it wasn't destined to move as you put it down, but now you're still naughty when we tell you to remove it. You don't. It should be Eish now. It's moving, and damaging as it's moving. Gravity is not a leniency in Eish. It's still Eish, it's moving. So why aren't you hired now? Because we want you. What's the shot in the Chazon Eish that says it has to be, as you put it down, destined to move? Why does that make a difference? If I warned you, that's like putting it down. Why should that make a difference?
Maybe it's active versus passive. So if you put, at the time you put it down, it's going to cause a problem. That's considered an active misa, as opposed to a time when it was fine, and then at some point later you cause a problem. That's what you're not doing anything. That's a passive act. It's almost similar to what we originally thought of H, is that H is a moving thing versus a non-moving thing. In many ways, that's what this really does. It turns gravity into a moving thing. The fact that it's the result is known immediately.
What's the difference? If you're telling me he's passive, he's off the hook for being passive, then it shouldn't even be bar. You know, you're not even bar, you're not going to be high for anything because you're passive. Yeah, busy shaman. Yeah? But if you're telling me you're still naughty and you're going to be considered a catchy bar, but not so much to be aged, why? Why should it make a difference? You're naughty?
They're both naughty. You're already both
naughty. You're naughty, and it's moving.
But passive is active.
And it's moving because of an external force, because gravity is considered an external force, according to Chazon Eish. So therefore, and yours should be high, but should be aged. Why suddenly is it both? Okay. So the Chazon Eish explains himself. Baruch Hashem, we don't have to explain him. Because it used the Chazon Eish himself. The Chazon Eish spells himself with the Gemara, Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Gemara says like this: Hichnes shor lechotzer balabais. You own an ox; it goes into the chotzer of balabais. We've seen this many times. Omer Rava says, what happened? Hichnes shor lechotzer balabais lo b'shus. He went in without permission. Vachofer bo boris, and that your ox started digging holes. Shigumos, and then somebody fell in. To that hole. Who's responsible? The owner of the chotzer or the owner of the ox? Who's responsible? So the Gemara says, "Balashar chayv b'niske chotzer." The owner of the ox is chayv to pay for damages that his ox did to the person's land. But the owner of the land, who now has that hole, is responsible for anyone falling in. Why is not the owner of the ox responsible for anyone falling in? Why isn't the owner of the ox responsible anyway? His ox dug the hole. So he should be responsible for anyone falling in. Says the Gemara, Abu Abdomar Ki Yechir Ishbar Velo Shabbar, because there's a Gzeris of Kosses that you're only responsible for a hole which a human being you dug. But if you did not dig it, even although it's your money that dug it, but something that you own dug it, but you didn't dig it, then it's not called a hole which we can charge you for.
But the Baal HaKotzer didn't dig the bore yet. So why is he
chayiv? So the Gemara says that if you don't dig it, you're just something that you own digs it, it's not your bar that you can be machayiv. Okay. Right? So, from here the Chazon Ish learns that, let's look at the tree. What happened in the case of the tree? You planted it, perfectly good, healthy tree. Many years later, it started to tilt and crack and give way. You were warned at that stage. And then it started, at that stage, to fall. It came dangerous at that stage, like you said, a passive stage. What made that fire? Let's call it a fire, the tree that's moving. Who made that fire? Who made it? Who made it? Who made it?
Natural growth of the tree.
Yeah, but when I warn you.
Oh, the warning.
When I warned you, and you're the owner of the tree, so who made it at that stage? Yes.
Well, it's like the mattress on the roof, so it would be the owner that made it.
So the cousin says, what happens is like your... who owns the tree? Reuven owns the tree. Who made the tree dangerous? Not Reuven. The tree made itself dangerous. The tree made itself dangerous. It got old. And started to give way. Started to let loose of the land. Yes? So the tree which Reuven owns made itself dangerous. Not Reuven made it dangerous, he put a healthy tree. But what Reuven owned made it dangerous. The tree made itself dangerous. It started to disconnect itself. So therefore, it's not that Reuven made it dangerous, his money made it himself dangerous. Says the Chazon Ish. He made up, Chazon Ish has got the cocks of this, but he makes up a Gzeiros HaKosev. You're only going to be chayav for an eish which you light, but not what your money lights. If your money, if your money lights a fire, then it's not considered your fire that you're going to be chayav.
What if you didn't plant it well?
If you didn't plant it well. If the reason why it fell is because you put it in a place where it's going to fall, then it's called your fault.
What about this ox? This ox should have been caged. Should have been in the barn.
Correct. You were negligent and let him go loose. But, who said it's going to dig holes? It decided to dig a hole. And on control of
it. Damage that you know, it's not just passive money. This is not passive money.
Yes, you're negligent. If the animal hurts somebody, then you're going to be hired. And it dug the hole.
It dug the hole. You know it could happen.
It's not something which is definitely destined to happen when you let loose a hole, a shot.
Would you go somewhere? 90% possibility something's going to happen.
Something's going to happen. This is going to happen? No.
Why not? It's possible like anything else.
Yeah, and the possible is not good enough. Destined is what we need. Destined to happen.
Is this tree now ancient or bull? Is it ancient or bull?
So therefore the Chazon Ish, that over here, we see that you didn't create the fire, your tree itself created itself, and therefore it's not considered a fire. Because the Gezeris HaKosev, the Chazon Ish, adds that to be chayav from fire, you have to light the fire. So therefore, it automatically is
bar. According to the Gemara, the owner of the bar is chayav. He's both the owner of the man with the money that did it, and he's
yes, a bar! It is bar! For bar, you just need to own the bar. Who owns the bar in the case of the Gemara?
Owner of the field.
The owner of the field owns the bar. It's in his field.
Same person.
No, it's not. Reuven has a cow, ox, that goes into Shimon's field, digs a hole.
But in who, the case of the tree, who, it's the same person.
Exactly, so the tree is a boar. You're correct. The tree
so
is
the
a
owner ball. Should be fired.
But a boar is part of Galen. If it'll be a fire, then he'll be hired. But it's not a fire. That's a, it's
no,
a boar.
It falls on somebody.
So we're saying there's a big difference between Baal and Eish, according to the Chazon Ish Gezeirah Kosev.
What's the Gezeirah Kosev, though?
He made it up.
Where? Where is it based on?
I'll tell you, we'll get to the last line, we'll see what it's based on. But at this stage, the Chazon Ish is saying a fire, you only fire. Another factor, when is it called fire and not Baal? A new factor, the Chazon Ish says, you have to light it. Owning it doesn't make you the fire.
But
lighting it makes it a fire. If you just own it, then automatically it's not fire. It fits into the category of
once you're
so even though it has all the facets of fire, it's moving by an external force and damaging as it's moving, naturally it would be fire. But it gets out on the technicality. It can't be fire unless you lit it. I didn't lit it. My money lit it. As soon as it falls out of the technicality, it automatically falls in the only other category that's available, which is Baal. That's how the Chazon Ish therefore learns, that's the reason why tree is potter on Kalim. The tree falls in somebody's car, you're not chayv, because it's a Baal. It has all the facets of Eish. It's moving, damaging as it's moving. Yes, technicality can't get on being Eish because of Gezeirah Sekosov. Eish is only when you light it, not when your money lights it. And here the tree was perfectly good when I put it, and it's as if the tree made itself into a dangerous item, and therefore it can't be Eish, it automatically will bar and you get off.
When you're given the knowledge, someone you're warned, that says this is a potential problem.
Yes.
Why doesn't that turn it into that you have now lit the tree? You have lit the fire.
So therefore that's the Gezeirah Sekosov that says it's not that you lit the fire, why is it your responsibility?
No, but the knowledge.
But why? Why is the knowledge make it your responsibility? Because I own it. I own it, and therefore my owning it means I should remove it, because it's mine to remove. Yes? But what actually made it dangerous? Itself made it dangerous. I'm negligent, that's why I can get you on bar. If it would fall on something which bar would be high, one falls on a person, has a shalom, damages him, you would be high, because I'm negligent, I own a bar, and it damaged. They can't be aged unless I actually lit it. Not, I'm just negligent on my money. Negligent money is, I didn't lit it, my money lit it, so to speak, the tree itself loosened itself, therefore it can, technicality can't be aged. And the essential thing in that, we're seeing over here, whenever it can't fall into the category of H, even though it looks like H, it automatically falls into Bob.
So if the tree wasn't stable in the first place,
correct. That's what you said
so
from the beginning.
The bucket on the ladder is H.
We'll get there. You're ready jumping all the way to the end. Okay, bye.
The one thing on this, once this animal goes into the other guy's field.
Yes.
The one who's animals is, he's hired to the ball itself.
He's hired for the damage it made to the field, correct.
Right. So he has to repair the ball.
Yes.
Once someone fell into the ball, the other guy's field, he is hired.
Yes.
So it's 50-50.
Well, it depends how much the damage to the person is and how much it is to the field. The field could be $20,000 and the
negligible in certain ways.
Yes, the danger is that's it. Not in money. It wasn't necessary for that in money.
We're talking about someone who had permission to enter his concept, correct?
Lovishus didn't have permission.
No, the Nizka boar. The person that was the Nizak by the boar.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't have permission, he did not chayv at all.
Yeah, or it's right on the edge, like we said.
So he still didn't answer why the Baal HaChatzer didn't dig the boar, so why is he chayv?
We discussed that once more. We'll discuss it. I'll still be back to you afterwards. We discussed it once more. Okay. So, therefore, now let's reanalyze with all this information our case. Yes. What therefore the point of the Chazon Ish, there's no such thing as gravity not being fire. That was last week. That was the achronim of last week. This week, gravity can also be fire. The reason why it's moving, it's gravity, it can still be a fire. The only get out, according to the Chazon Ish, is if you didn't lit the fire. If you lit the fire, you're going to be chayiv. Even the reason why it's moving is because of gravity. It's still called gravity, it's still called an external force that to be considered fine. Okay, according to the Chazon Ish. If so, let's reanalyze our cases. We have the bucket of paint that the painter puts on the top rang of the ladder. It goes for a tea break and doesn't come back till the following morning. In the meantime, it starts drying the paint and now it tilts and falls and breaks a chandelier. Are you going to be chayev on that according to the Chazon Ish or not?
Why?
Because it was destined to happen.
Wasn't destined to happen. I was destined to come back after lunch.
It's not in a secure place. It's not.
But I was supposed to come here before. Right.
We don't look at you're destined to be able to protect it. We don't look at the situation you put it in.
Well, the you tree is destined to some point get weakened. All trees get weakened.
The bucket paint is hanging.
You put the earth half on and half off the shayesh, and when you put it on, you didn't put it on.
It's balancing.
it would have been fine had I come back when I was originally planning to come back.
Let's put it like this. Did the process of it moving ready start as soon as I put the buckets of paint down?
No.
Yes.
What started moving it?
Nothing.
Yeah. The process of moving.
Moving was when it got to a certain point that it was dried out, and then it lost balance.
Yeah. And did the process of putting it in that position in a element where it's starting to dry straight away mean it's destined to now fall unless you do something before you?
Well, the tree is also destined to fall in 1,000 years. Some point it's going to fall.
What's the oldest tree in the world? How old is the oldest tree in the world?
I don't know.
Cedar.
It's about 2,300 years, they say, or something.
Okay, so 2,400 years ago, somebody planted a tree. It would be destined to fall.
It's on the ladder.
So therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, it's not like last week. Last week said gravity is not fire, and therefore the buckets of paint is damaging the chandelier, which is kalim, which means it's not aish, it's bar that's damaging the chandelier, your potter. Because the gravity is not an external force. This week, Chazon Ish, no such thing. Gravity is not external force. The only release is you put something safe, and then it turns into itself dangerous. That was not the case of the paint. No one say it was safe, and it turns itself into danger. It was dangerous in the beginning. Just a matter of time. And therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, even though it's gravity that's moving, it's still Aish. If it's still Aish, you're going to be chayav in the chandelier.
The problem is, this is only the Chazon Ish.
Okay.
He doesn't have to pass him like the Chazon Ish.
So therefore, also in our case of the beer of drain, the weight of the sewage is pushing down on the pipe, and he was warned to fix it and he didn't, and it then burst and went over all the machsan. Last week we said, well, gravity is not bar, it's not ancient bar, and therefore you would put on the machsan because it's kaka, bar is pot on kaka, and all the contents out of the hook. But the Chazon Ish says there's no such thing. Chazon Ish says that gravity making it move is also going to be ish. Yeah. So would we say, therefore, you're chayev according to the Chazon Ish by the case of the pipe?
Maybe only if you flushed after you got the warning.
Is the pipe considered like the tree, where even the Chazon Ish agrees it's bar, because that's the Feish Gemara, the tree falls down, it's got Gemara, because it wasn't dangerous that you put it in, only came dangerous itself, therefore you're often, it's bar, it's not fire. Or is it considered like the case of the bucket?
The pipe can become dangerous itself.
And the case of the sack of wheat, of the Chuvus HaRosh, which you put down, it was already pushing pressure on as you put it down, and therefore it was already dangerous and destined to move, and therefore chayev according to Chazon Ish. Is it considered like the bucket case where you're chayev because the ancient according to Chazon Ish, or is it considered like the tree where even though the Chazon Ish will say it's bar? What is it comparable to like, that case?
Like, exactly like the wheat.
Yes, sounds more like the wheat than the bucket. The bucket, he knew it was a dangerous fish when he put it down. The wheat, he didn't know, just like in the flushing of the toilet, he didn't know. Even though it's the same malacha, but it sounds more like the wheat.
I think he should have known the bucket as well. He just kidded himself, but... It's exactly like the wheat.
Okay.
The wheat is in the Gemara.
The Pashas is, it's like the case of the wheat, where it's considered dangerous from the start, just you didn't know about it, and then you were informed that it was dangerous, and therefore you put down a dangerous item, which is destined to move, and even though it's gravity moving, it's according to the Chazon Ish. Okay. So in both cases, Bach Locus! Is gravity still in the category of Eish or not?
Let me ask you a question. This is Maisa Shaya, right?
Yes, all these cases are Maisa Shaya.
Did the Beis Din consult with the plumber to see what forces were in play here?
Yes. We're not stupid.
And what did the plumber say? It was gravity?
It's the weight of the sewage.
The weight of the sewage?
Yes.
Not pressure from any vacuum or anything like that?
The weight of the sewage. Let's therefore now move on to our next case.
The pipes are made to take it away. It's not made that it's cut.
Okay, let's move on to our next case.
The pipes don't break. So,
circles of both cases of locus and bonus?
At this moment, I haven't given the bottom line. At this moment, let's move on to our next case. Reuven rents out his apartment to Shimon.
And there is a vacuum in the pipe.
Shimon.
It's supposed to be. There is.
He uses all the facilities. One of the facilities over there is a bathroom, and he has a nice bath. But she likes taking baths. She doesn't like taking showers. Okay, so he uses the bath. And then after a few days, he gets a complaint from the downstairs neighbor. What's going on? Obviously, the connection between the bath and the pipe is not so good, and the water is dripping through into the downstairs neighbor. The neighbor says it's dripping through. Don't use that bath until you fix it. Reuven, being a good, decent citizen, refrains from using the bath, and he forms the owner of the property and says, you need to send somebody in to fix it. It's your responsibility as the owner to fix such a damage. The owner obviously is very lax. That's this nature of people. Don't like spending money even on things which they have responsibility to do. They don't come out easily, and therefore he doesn't send somebody around. And Reuven keeps pestering and says, I want to have a bath, please send somebody around. And already 10 days pass and Reuven hasn't had his bath.
I have a different kind of bath.
So Reuven says, this is enough, it's enough. So what would you do, naturally, in such a case? A normal person
would
get somebody else and then try and get his money back from the landlord. But Reuven said, I'm not going to spend money on his duties. It's his duties, because if I spend money, it's going to be hard to get my money back. Yeah, that's why he's not spending money. So what does he do? He said, forget it, I'm going to use the bath. So he uses the bath. And then the ceiling collapsed through to the water that lived in under the stairs. Okay. So now we're based in the neighbor, the renter, and the owner. Who is responsible for that damage which the use of the bath caused?
Is it clear that it was the landlord's responsibility to fix it?
Yes.
Okay.
For sure. That's the type of...
Who's renting, who owns?
Damage.
Reuven's renting from Shimon?
Reuven's renting from Shimon. Is Reuven responsible for the renter? Shimon responsible for the owner? Well, no one's responsible, and poor old Mr. Neighbor has to fork it out somehow.
The renter's messed it up.
Okay. So, what would you say?
If he's taking a bath, then his mom's being mazik b'yodayim, because he's introducing the force in there that's causing the problem.
Now, let's analyze what happens. How did it create the damage? What? How did the damage?
Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
What? How did the
damage? Gravity.
How did it damage? How did the water get from the bath downstairs?
I turned on the faucet.
No, not how it turned on the faucet. The
holes in the floor. Pulled the holes in the
What we call it in English, I don't know what Americans call it.
The plug.
Oh, okay, we've called it the same thing. Okay, when you take out the plug, that's when the water has the ability now to damage. In the bath doesn't have cracks in it. Okay. The bath is fine with the plug in. You take out the plug. Now, water starts going down, and then it builds up and damages. Okay? What exactly is that? Is that bath Eish, Gloma. What exactly is that damage by taking out the plug?
Well, all these are crumbs.
Is it Groma or not? You're taking
yeah,
out
all Groma cases. Everything is
there's water and standing in front of
every
me
case is
with a plug. I take it out and let the water pour out. I didn't push the water out. What did I do? I removed a barrier from in front of the water that allows the water to go out and cause damage. What exactly is that? What is that? H what? So there's a toastus. There's a toastus. Let's look at toastus. Marmokum number four. Three and four is the same. It's been repeated. So Baba Kama Zaf Talid on the basis toastus says like this. Ema mother zemain. The Torah says mother. The Gemara says, what's that mean? Mother. What's mother? The Gemara has a conclusion what mother is by this stage. And the Habman the Gemara said, maybe it's the damage of water. Toastus says, I don't understand, what's this damage of water? Itoma, hi, Mali Hekel Tommy. What's this damage of water? Ita Mishka Le Badaka Damaya Bakos Rishon Kokahu. You took away the plug and the water damaged the Koach Rishon, then that's Mazik B'Yadayim. That's eight. That's like throwing a bow and arrow. For sure, it doesn't have its own category, it's the bow and arrow category. The Ibba Koach Sheni, but if it's not the Koach Rishon, it's not that when you took the plug off, that the first bit of water, Koach Rishon, which damaged, but it's Koach Sheni water which damaged, then Groma Baomi! Why should you be chayv at all? That's Groma! That's Groma! You won't be chayv.
Sorry, what is Koach Sheni?
So Tosis says, Koach Rishon water is mazik b'yadayim, throwing a bow and arrow. Koach Sheni water, you can't chayv him, basically that's Groma!
Now, what's Koach Sheni?
What's Koach Rishon, what's Koach Sheni?
First 10 centimeters is Rishon and after Sheni?
What makes it Koach Rishon and what makes it Koach Sheni?
It's Garmi. It's right after Rishon.
More Garmi. When someone washes in the sink and you don't have a cup, you're supposed to try and like turn the faucet on and right away to the then off and on and off. So like you first turn it on, that's Koach Rishon, and when it's still running, that's Koach Sheni. So it would seem like the first bit of water that comes out is Koach
Rishon. So? To define what's Koach Rishon and Koach Sheni, I'm going to bring you another case that came to basically. Okay. Suddenly, Reuven has chashmal, goes down. No lights in the apartment. He investigates what's going on. Nothing flicks up. Every time he puts up the...
Same name.
No, not the same guy. Just the same name, Reuven. So that it goes up to his chashmal box, keeps flicking up, it keeps flicking down. No, goes out to the main chashmal box outside. He looks in and he sees there's drips of water going into his connection from the chashmal. What? Not from the last. Not the same case. Yeah. So, that's obviously the cause. So he investigates, he brings up in, where's this water coming from? The neighbor's pipe is leaking directly onto that spot. Boom, on that spot where it leaks, it goes straight into the chashmal. So, they give a warning to the neighbor. You have to turn off all your water. Turn off all your water, not allowed to use your water until you fix it. Okay? So he says, I'll do that. No problem. So, Reuven calls into the Hashmal guy, comes in and reconnects everything, dries everything out, pays quite a lot of money to reconnect himself. The following day, the same thing happened again. What happened? So he went upstairs, what's going on? So I needed a cup of tea. So I opened up the faucet for 1 second. For 1 second does make a difference. Open it up. That 1 second caused the water to drip out of that pipe and go straight into the chashmal box and blew everything up again. All time the same cost of repairing. Now in basin, who's going to pay for this damage?
That's Koach Rishon.
So it says the Chazanish. Well, the Tosis says, Koach Rishon, you're chayv. because it's like you're throwing a bone arrow. Kol Sheni, it's grammar. So what is it? Says Chazon Ish. What is Kol Harishon and Kol Sheni? Look at number 6. You know, Kol Sheni yesh bo shtei chalukas. Two ways to define Kol Sheni. Achas hamayim ayotzim ha-menekel b'shir merega ha-pesika. First way to explain is the water goes out from the hole, but there's a time lag. A time lag. Shenis, shamayim shiyotzilu koga miyad benizik. And second explanation is that the first water that comes out damages, but not straight away. It damages far along the line. So what's his two explanations? First explanation is, it's not the initial water that came out that damaged, it was the secondary water that came out that damaged. That's called shaking. The second pshat is that the first water damaged, but not straight away. It took, it went along a far way before it actually damaged. Nira to hoche, ima maim yotze bekor kwishen, if the initial water that came out damaged, even though it took a long time to get there to damage, but it was the initial water, then that's called your bar, your ace, you're going to be fine. Taking the mission, it's considered like you moved it. You yourself moved it, if it's the initial water. But if it's not the initial water, that's what Tosis means. When he says Kol Sheni is grammar, is when it's not the initial water damage, it was the secondary water damage, that's called grammar. So therefore, there's a difference between the two cases. The case of the tea. The teacup guy opens it up and goes straight into the chashanah. Is that called Kol Harishon or Kol Sheni? Is that the initial water or the secondary water that damaged?
It was
what? The Chazon Ish says that if it's the initial water, even although it's called Kol Sheni according to the second bish, because initial water didn't damage straight away, it took time to get there. But the initial water, when it got that damage, says the Chazon Ish, that's called Kol Harishon and Kol Chayv. Whatever is called initial water, that's what Tosis is calling Kol Harishon that Kol Chayv. What does Tosis mean by Kol Sheni? That means secondary water. In the case of the Chashmal, the tea guy, that wasn't the secondary water, it was the first water that came out that damaged Yochai. But why in the case of you open up the plug from underneath your bath, when you're taking a bath, and now the water goes out and builds up and then drops. Yeah?
That's cool.
What is the water which damages? The initial, immediate water that comes out from the plug, that caused the damage?
No.
It was also the built-up water, the secondary water that damaged.
Must be called shady because the shower never caused the problem. So obviously the small amount of water was initial.
Yeah,
it's only
it's
with
not the initial water. Initial water never would have caused the damage. It was only the secondary water that caused the damage. If it's secondary water, you know what? It's not H, it's not bar. Tosa says it's Groma. Groma can't be chayv investing.
Where do you draw the line between initial and secondary?
That means
how much water is initial water?
What's called initial water? That means the amount of water that gets pushed out from the initial pressure before other water has to come and move it along. The amount of water when you remove the plug, which comes out automatically without further water now being needed to push it along. Yeah, further pressure pushing it out. Yeah.
Even a few drops would come out. Even a few drops would come out without other water pushing it along.
What?
A plug full.
Yeah.
Not even a plug full. The drops would go.
He would have pulled the plug and put it back.
There's a certain, you can measure pressure, yes? There's a way of measuring pressure. Yeah, okay. You don't need to make sense of this. You just want to answer my question. You can measure pressure. You can measure pressure. The amount of that pressure would push
what
of water.
The amount of what pressure?
Before you take the plug. Wait, there's a certain
no, forget the plug. I'm more concerned with the tea situation.
Yeah, I'm saying, what is called the initial water? I'm telling you. Measure the pressure before you take the plug. There's a measurement.
Well, there's no plug by the tea. It's just the force.
Fine. It's the same thing. It's a plug. It's a barrier. It's amount of pressure before you open up the pressure. Measure that. How much would that pressure push? That is called the initial water. Okay. Everything else afterwards is called a secondary movement, a secondary water.
So the amount of water that would be moved by the pressure that's there before you release the pekak.
Ken.
That.
Yes. So therefore, in the case of the bath, it's secondary koach sheni pressure, which are not going to be chayv on. It's called groma. In the case of the chashmal, that's called kohrishon, that you are chayv on. Why? It doesn't make sense to halacha groma. I agree with you.
No, it doesn't make sense to call it groma.
Why?
Why? You say you take a big tank of cement, you put the hose on the cement onto the roof, and it starts pouring out cement. The roof doesn't collapse at the first bit of cement, only the halfway through it collapses. It's grammar! It's exactly the same story.
That's grammar?
That yes, it is grammar.
Of course it's not grammar. No, it's not. It's dumped a ton of cement. It's dumped a ton of cement. It's a direct.
No, it's not grommet because I turned on the pump to take the cement out.
It's exactly the same.
Did you lift it up or you just took away the barrier? Did you lift it up or you just took away the barrier?
With the cement?
Yes.
You opened it up. You opened up the pipe.
I turned on the pump.
Okay.
Look, we're going to get into bigger cases
somebody
where we're going to be even more worried.
No,
okay.
Okay.
Which
gravity? Gravity.
What the? The sea.
Okay, so I brought it up to the high level.
Initial water. Minute water. The basin water.
No.
The basin broke. And before we get distracted. Before we get distracted.
When I put the water in the bath, there was a stoppage.
Well, I'm about to stop. Lego. You can argue off.
There was a stoppage there.
I'm about to stop. So, in summary. Some we were holding at this stage. The tree falling on the car is bar, according to everybody off the hook. The buckets is, in the case of the buckets and the case of the pipe bursting, is a machlokus, whether a gravity is called H or not, and therefore it's a machlokus. Chazanish and Abba Achronim. And in our case of releasing the plug, which causes water damage down to the neighbor downstairs, which is called not the initial water damage, but second damage, that Tosin says is called groma, and we can't get you in basin. But the water, which went to the electricity box, according to the expert's opinion, that brought into the basin, even the minute water would have caused that. That's called the initial water, but you're hive on at this stage. Next week, things may change.
Things may change?
May they change next week. For the final answer. A lot of it won't change, but things may change next week.
Are we done with the paint case at least?